This past Friday was the one-year anniversary of the start of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Today here on the show, we're going to place a special focus on this topic in several different ways. The Russian invasion of Ukraine has caused great pain among the people of Ukraine everywhere. When you think about that, for those of Ukrainian descent in America, the distance and feeling of being unable to at least immediately do anything hits very hard. My first guest today joins us to offer insight into how the Ukrainian community in New Jersey, which he serves, is reacting to what we are all watching. He is the pastor of St. John the Baptist Ukrainian Catholic Church, which is in Whippany, New Jersey. We say good morning to Father Stepan Bielik. How are you today, sir?
I'm pretty good and optimistic, and thank you very much for inviting me to your show.
Well, I think optimism is, if you don't have that as a foundation, then I think everything else becomes a greater challenge. The website for Father Bielik's church, by the way, is sjucc.com. We have just over 1 million Americans of Ukrainian descent in America, 73,000 in New Jersey. And in case you're curious listening, New York has the largest Ukrainian population, around 150,000. But Father, what have you been hearing from your parishioners?
Well, the past week has really hard emotionally and physically, psychologically and spiritually, just to absorb reality of war in Ukraine, because through the entire world, not only Ukrainians, people could not even imagine and accept that the war, unjust war, can start against peaceful Ukraine and people who were trying to establish democracy and actually were getting better on their level of life, and the world expanded, Europe opened their boundaries, to visit and to learn, go to visit schools and good places. There is interaction in an economic association, and the Ukrainian economy was exploding, so to say. Many talented Ukrainians were opening their own businesses, and everything was just directed toward life and getting better. And Ukraine itself even didn't think that the violence of war and death and injustice can enter their life. It's so hard even now, you know, just to process it. Many of my parishioners call me every day. I get the calls like every 2 or 5 minutes, and they ask for answers. You know, they ask for counseling and to give them some hope that this evil of the world will stop hurting and killing. And unfortunately, throughout the human history, we go through the process of suffering. So probably to get stronger, to get wiser.
Well, as you have in a brochure that's a download off of your website, too, you have a quote, Luke chapter 11, verse 28, "Rather blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." And one of those lessons on the word of God is endure, because first, God will always be with you through what you're enduring. And second, there are rewards for all of us who walk in faith that await us in God's paradise.
Yes, that's what we accept as the foundation of human life on earth. You know, we do not expect life to be in paradise here on earth. I know that all of us go through the valleys of shadow filled with the death, and God will lead us through. But we still believe there's going to be a better part of life filled with light, warmth, and peace. That's at the moment is our Ukrainian valley of shadow of death and tribulation. I do believe that God provides strength to our soldiers, to our civilians in Ukraine. More and more, everyone is reading and listening to the reporters from Ukraine that nobody expected that such small country in comparison with Russia can withstand such violence and of invasion. And I do believe without God's intervention, giving us strength of faith and belief and being optimistic, that Ukraine cannot be prevailed, cannot. And we will stand firm. We will stand firm even to the point and facing death. And we here in the United States or throughout the world will do the best we can on our part to support, to provide Ukrainians and encourage and fight on our means against this evil person, president of Russia, Putin. And with prayer, we will do, I believe, we will achieve miracle and victory over this ungodly, unjust, and dark person that is ruling Russia now.
That's certainly the prayer of all people who say they support and care about and embrace democracy and freedom. We're talking with Father Stefan Bielik, who is the pastor of St. John the Baptist Ukrainian Catholic Church. They're at 60 North Jefferson Road in Whippany. Their website is sjucc.com. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. What kind of communication are you or people that you have in your membership, what are you able to have with people who are in Ukraine? Because we still have at least some means, either through social media or smartphones. Are you able to talk with anyone in there and get as close to a on-site idea of what's happening as possible?
Yes, we do have a communication with Ukrainians, the members of our families. And thanks God to technology, it's instantaneous that we can connect with our relatives. People get ready. It's not the first time there is a war in Ukraine, and especially the older generation went through Soviet Union regime. And there is such positive stubbornness, I would say, on understanding that we have to be strong. People really bonding together. Even travelers from refugees from the east passing through the western part of Ukraine, are fed, are welcomed to the locals' houses, and giving a ride, advice. There is such camaraderie that personally I never witnessed it, because during the peaceful time in Ukraine, there was like understanding, oh, there are people from the east of Ukraine, there are people from the west of Ukraine, different dialect and language, different languages. But now nobody even think what language you speak, Russian, Ukrainian, or Polish, or English. Everybody is the same. And there is such a positive, understanding that being together makes us strong. What divides us, not the way we think, what kind of language is better or right, but we want to have life and freedom, not to be coerced to this way or that way, or to do this. And that is what wakes up people in their strength, dedication, and sacrifice with standing against invasion. And my relatives, of course, they are troubled. Some are scared, worried, but they decided not to leave. They decided to stay there. So I pray they will be safe, but with their presence in Ukraine stands. That's my, and I'll do on my part the best I can to help them. All our community is pulling their ultimate strength to organize these fundraisings, collecting first aid medical supplies. That's the most important at the moment, basic for the basic survival, the needs to be satisfied. It's tremendously difficult for us right now to ship all the necessary items over to Ukraine, but good people are all over. They call us, they offer their help, and hopefully, we will be fast enough to provide everything that we have for Ukrainians in Ukraine.
We've been talking today with Father Stepan Bilik, who is the pastor of St. John the Baptist Ukrainian Catholic Church. Father Bilik, you're helping us understand the strength, the determination, the pride of liberty and country that Ukrainians have. And I hope as we go through this, and I pray as well for a lesson that all of us will carry with us for our respective lives and our homelands as well. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you, too.